This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a meeting with leading economists and subject matter experts at Niti Aayog today as part of the government's ongoing consultations ahead of key economic decisions. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will also take part in the interaction, which is expected to focus on a wide range of economic issues. The meeting is likely to serve as a platform for experts to share their views and assessments on the country's current economic situation and future priorities. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Khalida Zia passed away at a hospital in Dhaka this morning. She was 80. This was disclosed by BNP in social media post. BNP's media cell said Khalida Zia died while receiving medical care at a private hospital. Khalida Zia, a two-time prime minister, was one of the most prominent figures in Bangladesh's politics for decades and served as BNP chairperson for many years. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya has announced the Department of Telecommunications is rolling out transformative reforms to strengthen telecom security, reduce compliance burdens, and reinforce the Prime Minister's vision of Make in India, Make for the World. In a social media post, the minister highlighted that the key reforms include the extension of the ProTem security certification scheme for original equipment manufacturers for 2 years and reduced fees for telecom security testing laboratories. Mr. Sindhya said these transformative steps advance the country's shared vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO has successfully conducted the maiden flight test of the Pinaka long-range guided rocket at the Integrated Test Range Chandipur. The rocket was tested for its maximum range of 120 km, demonstrating all in-flight manoeuvres as planned. The Defence Ministry said that the long-range guided rocket impacted the target with textbook precision. India is projected to become a $26 trillion economy by 2047-48, with per capita income exceeding $15,000, nearly six times the current level, according to a report by Ernst & Young EY. The report said several key growth enablers uniquely position India to strengthen its standing in the global economy over the next decade and beyond. India is expected to overtake Germany and Japan to become the world's third largest economy after China and the United States by 2030. The report noted that India's growth projections remain the highest among major global economies over the coming decades. U.S. President Donald Trump met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his Florida residence to discuss next phase of ceasefire plan for Gaza. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Trump praised Mr. Netanyahu by calling him a wartime prime minister and extended his full support to Israel. Mr. Trump further said that the Hamas will be given a very short period of time to disarm to move to the second phase of his Gaza peace plan and that Israel has 100% lived up to the plan.
We talked about Hamas and we talked about disarmament, and they're going to be given a very short period of time to disarm, and we'll see how that works out. Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner will be in charge of that from our side. But if they don't disarm, as they agreed to do, they agreed to it, and then they'll be held to pay for them.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu called his meeting with the U.S. President very productive. Addressing the press, Mr. Netanyahu said that the Trump administration has achieved remarkable things in West Asia and his leadership changed the previous conception of America's entrance to the West Asia region. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very dense fog conditions during morning and night hours over Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh and Punjab till tomorrow. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue will look to clean sweep the series as they are already leading the five-match series with an unassailable lead of 4-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.